We're talking with Dr. Ryan Reuter from Oklahoma State University. Ryan, you were talking today about trying to really come up with that plan that works best for our native range. And you came up, you had several things that are kind of priorities to make that happen.
You bet. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, we're talking about trying to improve management of native range in Oklahoma from a cow-calf producer's perspective. And I think there's really kind of three things that we need to do. To do that, one of those, we need to be prepared to protect our native range from overgrazing. We need to be planning to give late season rest to those native pastures, and we need to be trying to incorporate prescribed fire. And I think those are kind of three key things we need to plan to do.
We probably haven't done as good a job in that area as we may perhaps need to, right?
Well, I think there's always room for improvement. A lot of producers that I see are doing a really good job with those things, and then there are some people that certainly have room to improve. And I see a lot of situations, too, where you get new ownership of a property, mm-hmm. and it may not have been managed as it needed to be in the past, and so we have new ranchers that are interested in how can they jumpstart their system.
Right.
I think we've seen the evidence through potentially through overgrazing, potentially through lack of prescribed fire, cedar encroachment, brush encroachment, those kind of things, mm-hmm. we've seen the evidence where we need to do a better job incorporating those aspects.
And I think, a lot of times you don't hear that concept of rest very often.
I think that's true. I think it's a hard thing to do, and I think that's why you don't hear about it too much. I think it's difficult to have to have rest in these systems, mainly because you have to put your cows someplace to do it. You got to take your cows off the pasture, mm-hmm. and that defines what rest is. And so that's a hard thing to do. You either have to have another pasture that you can move them to, which a lot of times is not too feasible because then you're not resting that pasture, or you're going to have to sell those cattle, or what we talked about today was potentially incorporating a confinement system where you can move those cows off the pasture but still continue to have them be productive.
And so it looks like the idea of the semi confinement or the place to take those cattle when you are letting those pastures rest, it mounts up to what, 2 or 3 months at least.
I think in the example that I used today, it was about 120 days that we could see where just having a confinement period where we got cows in a confinement situation, we can control the environment. If we can just do that for 3 or 4 months, we can make a really dramatic change in management of the grazing resource. And so it doesn't have to be all year long, and it can kind of be at a strategic time.
So. And so, as we think about that, the advantages to that ranch operation, what would they really be?
Well, I think the advantages could be pretty numerous. They're obviously going to be varied for different ranches, but I think you're going to see a lot of ranches be able to have improved vigor and of the native grass part of their ranch. You're going to see improved biodiversity, improved species composition, higher cereal stages of grasses, all those kind of things that you like to see in native range. Potentially you're going to have accumulated fuel so that you can incorporate prescribed burning, which is going to control brush and kind of maintain the natural grassland ecosystem that's really important for Oklahoma. So I think there are potentially lots of systems or lots of benefits. And if you've got that confinement system where you can keep cows in ownership and management and production, you're going to have the benefit of getting those grassland management benefits at the same time that you can still get income from the cows.
Okay. How does the variability of the weather systems, our environment, the ups and downs of drought and flash drought, and we're always seem like we're maybe that one step away from having to make some deal with considerations like that.
Absolutely, I think the confinement system giving you the option of flexibility in your management from year to year, season to season, is really a key benefit of the confinement system. You can respond to changes in the weather. You can respond to changes in market prices, for instance. All that volatility that we see and those risks, I think having another option of how to manage cattle gives you more tools to manage that volatility.